Salem Morning News starts right now.
This morning, an ROV, or remote operated vehicle, from the vessel Horizon Arctic discovered the tail cone of the Titan submersible approximately 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic on the seafloor. The ROV subsequently found additional debris.
So the Coast Guard giving their update yesterday, and of course it's basically what I think all of us really knew was going to be the outcome, and certainly, you know, didn't want to really say this while there's still the possibility of finding people, but I think most of us probably by about Monday or Tuesday were like, yeah, this is not going to work out the way anybody's hoping that it will.
In consultation with experts from within the Unified Command, the debris is consistent with the catastrophic loss of the pressure chamber. Upon this determination, we immediately notified the families.
So they had found like the nose cone. It's like a third of a mile away from the Titanic. So very close, really, to the destination. But, you know, nothing in this account of what happened is surprising. Just a catastrophic loss of pressure, a total implosion. It would have happened in split second. You know, it's not even the kind of thing where they would have been, most likely, where they would have been, you know, worried, hey, there seems to be a leak. What's going on? I don't know. What can we do to fix it? You know, if you've ever watched, like, these old sub movies or anything like that, it wouldn't have been. It, probably what would have happened is, hey, I think they're, I mean, just, it would have been over, you know, instantly. And, you know, no suffering. You know, just an instant and total destruction of everything that was inside there. And, you know, of course, the Coast Guard.
On behalf of the United States Coast Guard and the entire Unified Command, I offer my deepest condolences to the families.
And, of course, some of the other things that we're now learning is, like, for example, the 19-year-old that was on board apparently didn't want to go. Was very scared of going, but wanted to be a good kid for Father's Day, like give his dad the gift of them going together. It's horrible. The wife is like, she's descended. Candy, do you remember, was it from survivors or from people who died on the Titanic? Do you remember which way that was?
Somehow, I think it was from people that passed on,
people
the, Titanic,
that passed on the Titanic. Yeah. So weird connection to the history of it all. And then one of the other things that just kind of came out of all the reporting, the Wall Street Journal is the one who broke this story, I believe, that the Navy has some really sophisticated listening equipment that previously wasn't known about in the public, you know, it's kind of classified information, but they had detected the sound on Sunday. Now, apparently it wasn't definitive enough to know that the sound of an implosion was that vessel, was those people, you know, but when they kind of go back and look at the time record and compare the sound, it's like, oh, well, that was exactly what we picked up. And so obviously the, you know, subsequent banging sounds and all of that that were heard just, I mean, had nothing to do with any of this, or, you know, totally unconnected to that. But that's, you know, so this was quick. This was in the first 2 hours or 3 hours after they launched. Like, they basically got down to the bottom and that was it. So, you know, all of the searching since then has been, you know, we didn't know that, obviously, but has been in vain because it was all over. And they're not even going to be able to, you know, there's not much more we're ever really likely to know about this.
This is a incredibly unforgiving environment down there on the seafloor, and the debris is consistent with a catastrophic implosion of the vessel. And so we'll continue to work and continue to search the area down there, but I don't have an answer for prospects at this time.
Yeah, for any prospects of being able to know more than we already know. 7:14 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. They got about 300 on the lot at any time. And, you know, what they specialize is in cars that you, they're new to you. You know, like, they're basically new, okay, a year or two. When I say A-quality cars, that's what I mean. And they try to do things in a way that make it so that the bad experiences you have about buying cars from elsewhere, you don't have that. Like, the stress and pressure and feeling like they're going to take advantage of you. Don't feel that way. I know from experience, because I didn't feel that way. And I have felt that way in the past. And it's very unpleasant. So if you need that next vehicle, you want a good place to buy good quality cars, they will stand behind and help you with if there's any problem with them, which there typically isn't. But, you know, I mean, it's a car is a car. Anything can happen. Frontier Motors, they'll take care of you. They've been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays. There's an accident in Pace or Milton, Highway 90 and Watkins Street. Vehicle crash with injuries, but not showing a roadblock this morning. 9 Mile and I-10, an accident maybe a couple hours ago. That's been cleared off, but there is still debris in the roadway. So use caution there just before you get to Navy Fed. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Coming up in a couple of minutes, we'll talk to Dave Greenwood, the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County, about conditions this weekend for Pensacola Beach. And also, if you have any kind of plumbing issues, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall, the water temperature is not right, the water pressure is not right, Barbary Plumbing, they will take care of you. Flat rate pricing by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Oh, also, what was the other thing I was going to tell you about? We got Bands on the Beach is going to be back, of course. They want to say thank you to the Santa Rosa Island Authority back on Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Gulfside Pavilion. Mass Confusion takes the stage.
So
classic
good.
Rock, Motown, smooth jazz. You've seen all of these bands. I've seen
so many
few
times,
of them.
And they're so great.
I know.
Yeah, Mass Confusion, one of my favorites.
I always feel like Bands on the Beach is a thing I wish I would have gone to more, wish I would go to more.
And you can always go. They're free shows every Tuesday right there at the band shell. Plenty of parking. And
every Tuesday at 7 o'clock, I'm just prepping the Wednesday show. It's
you gotta come out one day,
issue.
Prep it on the beach.
No, that cannot happen. Also, Pensacola Symphony, Sparks and Stars on the 4th of July. News Radio is going to carry the Sparks and Stars for directed by Peter Muget. That'll be 7:30 to 9 p.m. And then, of course, the fireworks show right downtown.
That's right.
I'm Andrew McKay.
And he's presenting, the Sparks and Stars. We love Peter Muget, and we love our Blue Angel. This Blue Angel's history is presented by the National Naval Aviation Museum.
The 1965 Blue Angel season included several overseas performances. They flew shows in Bermuda, the Bahamas, Puerto Rico, and Jamaica. And in June, they departed Sherman Field en route to their first European tour. The Navy's Precision Flying Team flew 10 public shows during this 27-day tour of Europe, which included Iceland, Finland, Denmark, the Netherlands, England, and France. One of the highlights of the tour was the Blue Angels' participation in the Paris International Aviation and Space Salon. Flight demonstration teams from all over the world, including the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, performed at this air show. But the Blue Angels were so phenomenal, they received the only spontaneous applause and standing ovation of the four-day event. The performance was so spectacular that upon their return to the United States, the team was recognized on the floor of Congress, where each pilot was presented with an air medal, and their leader, Commander Bob Aumach, received a Distinguished Flying Cross. The Distinguished Flying Cross is one of the highest medals given to Navy aviators. The next year, 1966, was the 20th anniversary of the Blue Angels, and the team was kept very busy flying air shows across the country. The Blue Angels gave 76 flight demonstrations that season, including a special show in July at the Grumman Aircraft Assembly Facility on Long Island, New York. In September, while performing before 100,000 spectators at the Canadian National Air Show in Toronto, Canada, tragedy struck. The accident occurred during the Knife Pass maneuver. This maneuver involves the two solo jets flying straight towards each other, then rolling perpendicular to the ground as they pass back-to-back, and then completing the roll on the other side. The two jets crossed successfully at an altitude of about 100 feet when suddenly the number 5 jet dropped from the sky, struck a seawall, and crashed into Lake Ontario. The pilot, Lieutenant Commander Dick Oliver, was killed. The season was completed with the remaining 5 planes. I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, this is Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. Before you embark on a day filled with family, friendly fun, and inspirational experiences, don't forget your pre-flight checklist. Flight simulators, 150 beautifully restored aircraft, a virtual flight deck, giant screen theater, world-class guides with service experience, gripping history, and rip-roaring out-of-this-world fun await you at the newly reopened National Naval Aviation Museum.
The Blue Angels take another international tour in the skies over Canada, Europe, North Africa, and the Middle East in the next edition of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
When was the last time you experienced something new? Really new. Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek. You'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled Strength for Life program to tell you that Northstone Baptist Church in Northwest Pensacola is hosting an activity specifically for teens this Saturday, June 24, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. Because it's summer, it has to be a water activity. And with the help of the Pensacola Fire Department and our 11 acres, that's exactly what it will be. We'll have a mud pit to throw other people into, and more water balloons than the population of Northwest Florida. Expect to leave soaked, expect fierce team competition, and expect to have a lot of fun. Our address is 2550 West 9 Mile Road. The activity is open to everyone, from rising 7th graders through high school students who have just graduated. Come join us this Saturday from 2 to 4:30 at Northstone Baptist Church. For more information about the church, visit northstonebaptist.org. For more information about our weekly Strength for Life programs, videos, and other media, visit strengthforlife.church or our YouTube channel, Strength for Life Pensacola.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Taking a look at the radar right now.
Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for informative, local, and dependable weather.
We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 9 o'clock tonight.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 723, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Always joins us on a Friday to preview the weekend flag conditions and everything else that's going on the beach. Dave, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, thank you, Andrew. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to you. So what are we looking at today, tomorrow, and Sunday, if you think?
Chance of thunderstorms, hot, humid. We're going to start out with a yellow flag today, and we'll see how it goes throughout the day if we don't get any surf. The wind's been from the west, southwest, for the last probably over the week now.
So what, I'm kind of curious. I know we had red flags at, with the all the storming last Friday. I'm assuming that that opened up a little bit on the weekend. Was it busy last weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, once the sun came out on Friday, we were very, very busy. Had a lot of people on the beach. And again, you know, yellow flag means caution. It doesn't mean just run and jump in the water. But however, that's often overlooked. And lifeguards, out of the thousands of people that were enjoying the beach, we had to rescue 22 people.
22?
No one, fortunately, was recorded. Yeah. It was. I mean, it's not unusual. Like I say, anytime we have surf and there's sun, especially if it's a weekend, you know, we understand that our workload is going to be really, really high.
What's the kind of person that you have to rescue most frequently? Is there a type or is it just anybody?
Well, I mean, most typically it's the weak swimmer. You know, I mean, if you were 15 years old and went to summer camp or 8 years old and went to summer camp and learned how to swim, yeah, I learned how to swim, but maintaining that skill and being proficient in it requires practice. And if you haven't been swimming in, you know, in a few years and all of a sudden you say, hey, let's go in the Gulf of Mexico, sometimes that's a bad choice.
Okay. And so I assume also it's people who have, like, maybe some talk show hosts who have put on a little bit of weight, haven't necessarily maintained their skill and their strength and have gotten older and still think in their head that they can try out for the high school swim team, but maybe that's not right.
Exactly. I mean, you know, often our imagination overcomes reality.
That's such a kind way of saying it. Well, Dave Greenwood, he is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. As always, Dave, thanks for the good information. Thanks for keeping our beaches safe and for rescuing us when we need it. We certainly appreciate the work you do.
Yeah, that's right. You know, people are going to make, they're not stupid. They're going to make bad choices and, you know, they're going to make the wrong decision. And that's why we have, that's why you have lifeguards.
Amen, and I am so glad that we do. 7:25 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Taking a look at 98. Maybe you're headed to our beach before we get some of that rain today. Do you remember it's yellow flag? That means swim with caution if you even get in the water at all. But looking great. 98 looking great. The bridge looking just fine. Not showing any problems at Portofino. Via de Luna all clear. Certainly if you have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
President Biden expected to sign an executive order today aimed at expanding access to birth control. The FBI investigating after a suspicious substance was mailed to Republican lawmakers in Tennessee. Officials say the letters contained an unknown white powder. A legislative office building in Nashville was put in lockdown yesterday. And the armorer from the set of Rust now facing new charges relating to the accidental shooting death of cinematographer Halyna Hutchins. Hannah Gutierrez Reed being charged now with tampering with evidence. Prosecutors say she transferred narcotics to someone the day of Hutchins' death back in 2021.
Wow. Okay. All right. David, thanks so much for the update. If you are a company and you've got employees, you got to deal with HR, you got to deal with payroll, you got to provide benefits, you know, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability. And if you're fully satisfied and you love the stuff that you're doing at your company, then great. Keep doing it. If you'd like to find out if there's a way you can maybe do better for your employees or save you some time or save you some money or all of the above, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. They're a comprehensive employee benefits agency. They've been helping local businesses for more than two decades, including ours. News Radio and Cat Country, we started using them about 6 years ago, something like that. And everything got like, yeah, that's right, Ken. Everything got easier, got better, got options that we didn't have before. I felt like the customer service level went way up. They always give us good answers. And if they don't know right off the spot, they'll get back to us with details, the kind of stuff my wife always likes to know. So just across the board, they have been fantastic. If you've got a business, give them a call. There's no obligation for them to review what you're doing. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. So, Governor DeSantis is once again being excoriated for his horrible, terrible, evil, awful, racist self. Oh, no, I'm not making that up. For real, this is the criticism. He's a big, fat racist because, well, his comments on baseball and basketball. Here's the lead-in from the interview he did with CBN recently.
What is it about baseball that you love? I mean, it is a thinking man's game. It does seem to kind of track with where you are at in your trajectory of your career. Tell me a little bit about baseball.
Well, you know, I think, you know, Ted Williams, when he got inducted to the Hall of Fame, said baseball gives every American boy a chance to succeed. Mm-hmm. And I think there's something to that. There's so many different places that you need to have on a baseball team, and there's different skills that are required. So some people can be a pitcher, some people can be a middle infielder, some people can be a catcher. And so I think that there's kind of a place for everybody on a baseball team if you're willing to work hard, if you're willing to practice, and if you're willing to hone your skills.
And there's a certain truth to that. You're like, some sports, you really just have to be an outstanding athlete, and if you're not, you're never going to be, you know, the star on that team. Other sports, baseball being one of them, you know, if you just work hard, that's often enough. enough. Have the right attitude, be a team player, that kind of stuff. He doesn't bite on the thinking man's game comment. I mean, most sports are thinking man sports, but okay, that's not the part that is getting criticism. This is the part that's getting criticism.
So I kind of thought it was always a very democratic game, a very meritocratic game, whereas I kind of viewed like basketball as like, these guys are just freaks of nature. They're just like the incredible athletes. In baseball, you know, you have some guys that might not necessarily be the best athlete, but maybe they've got, you know, that slider that nobody can hit, or they have the skills that allow them to compete at the highest level.
Can you believe that? A horrible, terrible racist. No, I'm not kidding. They're saying this is dog whistle racism because, you know, basketball is a black sport and baseball is a white sport, except for all the black people and the Hispanics and the that play baseball as well. I mean, just if you want to be offended, guess what? You'll find a way to be offended. It's unbelievable. It just, that's, you know, and the DeSantis supporters are willfully denying the clear racism in the statements and, you know, unwilling to see the truth about. Could it be that he's just talking about sports and giving his opinion? Is that a possibility? Maybe crack those brains open just a little bit more in the future.
Fox News, MCJ Papa, tributes are pouring in worldwide after Thursday's announcement that the missing Titanic-bound submersible and its crew of five are lost, their vessel imploding, and the U.S. Navy listening in heard it take place. Tropical Storm Brett whipping up the waters in the Eastern Caribbean. Some areas bracing for possible landslides closer to home.
We have the risk for severe storms, including tornadoes, once again today. For parts of the Rockies and the High Plains, a concentrated look at parts of the High Plains where we could see damaging winds, hail, and tornadoes.
Fox senior meteorologist Jenna Steen, President Biden dismissing tension with China while meeting with the Indian Prime Minister at the White House.
Secretary Blinken had a great trip to China. I expect to be meeting with President Xi sometime in the future.
And Hunter Biden attending the state dinner last night. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Officials with the TSA and the Pensacola International Airport have now decided to put a pause on the security upgrades that have led to delays and complaints from passengers at the airport. Airport Director Matt Coughlin says he's put out several calls to the TSA Federal Security Director Brian Cahill. The two of them determined it really just wasn't a good time for those upgrades.
We're going to phase the remainder of the project into two phases. And one, we're going to attempt to do after the July 4th weekend to get through that. And then it'll be done before Labor Day. And then the second portion will be after Labor Day.
And TSA was working on installing upgraded CT scanners at their four checkpoint lanes at the airport. They say once those upgrades are done, though, it'll improve accuracy and reduce the number of manual bag checks they have to do. Two men have been arrested after allegedly engaging in a sex act at a public boat ramp in Crestview. Both men facing charges for exposing their privates. One man facing additional charges for drugs and a traffic offense. Both men being held with no bond in the Okaloosa County Jail. 56-year-old Gary Lee Hunt and 68-year-old George Allen Davis, the two men arrested, both being held in the Okaloosa County Jail. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office says they've made two arrests in connection with that fatal shooting Monday that left a 24-year-old man dead.
They stayed up, our detective stayed up 20 hours straight, nonstop, until this case was solved and both individuals were in custody.
Sheriff Bob Johnson says 20-year-old James Cortese has been charged with first-degree murder, 29-year-old Marcus Dickinson with second-degree murder, and both of them are charged in relation to the death of Joseph Lieb. He was shot in the area of Wallace Lake Road, which is just off of Quintet Road. Investigators say they believe it may have happened as part of a robbery attempt. Santa Rosa County waiving fees at the central landfill for vegetative debris caused by last week's severe storms. Now, those fees are only going to be waived for yard waste, and that begins today. That'll last until July 10th, and the service for residents of Santa Rosa County only. So when you take that to the landfill, you'll have to show an ID proving that you are a resident of Santa Rosa County. The landfill at 6337 DeLisa Road in Milton is open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. Governor Ron DeSantis taking aim at private college accreditation agencies. He says they have too much power and they're not accountable to anybody. He says you can't take legislative power and just delegate it to a private body.
It's not just that that doesn't make sense to have these accreditation agencies have so much power. We believe it violates the law and the federal constitution.
So the state of Florida filing a federal lawsuit against the Biden administration and the U.S. Department of Education. And Governor DeSantis says higher education needs a competitive market for accreditation, which he says right now is just not the case. 735, it's News Radio 92.3, and Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
And if this is brought to you by ECUA, we just spoke with Bruce Woody not too long ago. That podcast is up, and one of the things he said was starting July 1st, the bulk waste service is going to a call-in format. But lately, you've just been able to put it out but by your garbage, but now you have to call. You can call a few days ahead of time, but at least 2 p.m. the day before your pickup day if you have bulk waste. You can learn more at ecua.fl.gov, and I have the link, too, on our podcast page. Bell Lane, Sterling Way, and Cyanamid in Milton, all clear. I was showing an accident at Highway 90. It looks like that has been moved off to the side. So should be able to get where you're going pretty smoothly this morning. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to have a 40% chance of some afternoon showers, otherwise mostly sunny skies with a high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. Rain chance that continues for the weekend, but still a isolated chance in the afternoon, high near 88 Saturday. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 76. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, we've got 78 degrees in Pensacola. It is 78 in Gulf Breeze as well. 73, the cool spot in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. There may be a silver lining to all the awful weather California has endured over the past year or so, a better wine harvest. After 3 years of severe drought, torrential winter rains provided a good deep soak, which allowed many stressed vines to recover. Cooler temperatures slowed the pace of vine growth, which means the grapes should ripen more slowly this summer, increasing the quality of the wine. The storms also replenish groundwater. Drought raises the risk of fires, which have also destroyed vineyards. As the fight between bosses and workers over returning to the office keeps entering new rounds, new data show how much in-office attendance ramped up last year. 34% of employed people said they worked from home at least part of the time in 2022, down from 38% who said the same in 2021. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open after stocks closed mixed yesterday. The Dow Industrials edged down 4. The NASDAQ jumped 128. That's Your Money Now.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
This one's for the speed table installation on Pine Ridge Drive, Jones Street, and Medicine Bow Street. Discussion and approval for the installation of a total of 12 speed tables, associated striping on Medicine Bow Street, Pine Ridge Bridge Drive, Jones Street, and the approximate amount of $90,000. I went down in Jones Street. A lot of people are having, they're having some speeding issues down on Jones Street. I think I borrowed one of you guys' speed checkers for that street because it's becoming a little drag race.
All right, this is Kerry Smith. He is the Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 2, the Milton area. And if you're not familiar with this area, this is right off of Berry Hill. And it's relevant to understand that this is just east of the connector road that just got built, the P Ridge connector. And so what you've got is you've got these two roads, Pine Ridge and Jones Street, and then Medicine Bow is in a slightly different area. That's a little north and west. It's not kind of the same situation. The problem is these are two very straight, fairly long streets that connect to Berry Hill. And if you're coming from like Highway 90 and you're wanting to get to Berry Hill in the middle of it, this is how you go. You take the P Ridge connector, you jog over a little bit, and then you head up these two streets. And you don't go slow because they're long, straight streets. And so what happened, and there's actually kind of a history here, is they put some speed bumps in on Pine Ridge. And by a speed bump, what I mean is, you know, because there's all these different terms, speed bump, speed hump, and speed table, and they all matter. They all say different things, okay? The speed bump is like, you know, when you're in a parking lot and at the parking space they've got the concrete shaped thing that's like, you know, 8 or 12 inches around and it's oddly octagonal or whatever. And, you know, you hit your front end on it. If you go too far, that's okay. If you take that and you like smooth off the edges and make it round, that's a speed bump. Okay. Those are the ones that when you go over, you're like, oh dear God, what just happened? Right. Okay. That's a speed bump. You know, and you feel like, man, I'm going to have to go to the transmission shop now. Okay. A speed hump is like the more gradually rounded version of that, the longer, wider version of that, which still typically produces, oh dear God, what happened reaction, but not quite as suddenly. And then a speed table is the one that kind of goes up at an angle, and then it's flat for like 5 or 6 feet, 8 feet, and then it's down at an angle. Like the new ones they put out on Via de Luna, you see these all over the place. This is the preferred mechanism now, is the speed table. Speed tables, you can typically go over at speed, like on, you know, the loop roads around Gulf Breeze. Same thing. You can go over them at 20 miles an hour, 25 miles an hour. They're actually made to be able to go over them at the speed that's safe on that road. You don't have to slow way down for them. Speed bumps, you got to go 2 miles an hour, right? Or you're going to destroy your car. So I tell you all of that to understand that when Sam Parker says the history of it, you'll understand why. They put some in on Pine Ridge. There's like 3 or 4. I actually counted them the other day, and I just don't remember the number. 3 or 4 on Pine Ridge. And so if you put them in on Pine Ridge, two parallel roads, Pine Ridge and Jones, what happens? Well, people just avoid that road and go to Jones.
The history I can tell you, because it happened back when I was in school on Pine Ridge Drive, the residents actually paid for those rubber speed bumps. And they did a great job at deterring traffic. And what they did was they shifted all that traffic to Jones Street, because they're awful.
Yep.
I mean, they're like those in Whataburger almost. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that is the reality. I can give you the case study because I live there.
I love Sam Parker tells, infrastructure references like candy tells street directions.
Like, I do, man. I was like, Whataburger, I know exactly where that is.
4 roads east of the Whataburger, you know?
Oh, man, Sam.
He's the one, right?
Prior to my time on the board, but during Bob Cole's tenure, one of the stop gaps to slow down traffic on Pine Ridge Drive and Jones Street, where they put stop signs at Moonlight Drive. You say you drove down it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's that little road where you're like, hey, why is there a stop sign? There's no homes on Moonlight Drive.
And they're not supposed to do that. We don't do that anymore, and so they're going to remove the stop signs at Moonlight. There's no houses on Moonlight, so it's purely a matter of putting an impediment into the driving. This is what the residents want. They want 4 speed tables, not speed bumps or speed humps. They want 4 speed tables on each of these streets, on Medicine Bow, on Jones, and on Pine Ridge, and that's what they're going to be putting in there.
What we are voting on today is speed tables. They're not atrocious like a speed bump or a speed hump, They are meant so that you can travel those without jarring your back if you have back issues or if you've just had surgery. These are all things we've heard from people that have drove over there. They're not meant to blow out your suspension on your car. They're simply meant, and they've got some fantastic ones in Pensacola or Escambia County over off of Michigan on some of those roads. I wish I could show you a picture. When I was a first responder, you can traverse them. They're meant to slow you down. You're not going to fly over them at 50 miles an hour, but they're not going to tear your car up.
Yeah, and okay, so my thing is I hate speed impediment devices, not because I want to go fast, but because I hate the slow down, jangle your suspension, go over it, speed back up. It's all such nonsense because you only accomplish speed reduction at those small areas of the street. You don't accomplish it throughout the street. Plus, it's an admission that you built the street wrong. You know, or that you've not adequately taken account of the traffic impacts of building something like, you know, the Pea Ridge Connector. So anyway, he says it's not going to be like West Spencerfield Road, which does have the terrible ones on it, and it's bad. And when you go over there, he's like, oh, God. And he even acknowledged, like, they were put in wrong. They were supposed to be speed tables, and they got put in wrong. So that's not going to happen in this case. Bud Schmidt's a resident.
Since they put this new connector in, we have got steady traffic up and down Pine Ridge Drive. They switched over to Jones Street. That has become a main thoroughfare now, Pine Ridge has, and Jones Street. There was four semi-trailers in a row on Pine Ridge Drive just the other day. The heavy trucks are coming straight through there now. And it's a cutoff.
And by the way, the reason I'm talking about this, you might think, well, this is kind of a small regional issue. Yeah, but it's how traffic works all over the place. And it's the problem of not thinking ahead too much about how to handle the issues. Like when you build a new road, you know, traffic is like water and it's going to move around the way that it does because things are more convenient. And if you put speed bumps in on one street, people are going to go to the other street. And if you put speed bumps in on both streets, well, maybe they find a different way or they just go over them or they're irritated or people who live there have to ask for something like speed tables. That's the issue. Now, Bud Schmidt likes the Pea Ridge Connector, but...
What I'm going to say about the new cutoff now, that has become the number one racetrack, I believe, in Santa Rosa County right now. Every night, if you listen or just go out there, you'll see them racing motorcycles, they're racing cars, they're drag racing, and they're switching over now. Some of the drag racers and that are switching over to Pine Ridge, Jones Street. They love that one stop sign on Pine Ridge because they can start on that and they can really get it going by the time they hit that first speed bump.
Which is, you know, that's what you're trying to discourage, among other things. So, you know, what's the answer to all of this? Well, I'll tell you in just a second. Meanwhile, Candy's got traffic on the fire.
Oh, man, I was trying to find the Dukes of Hazzard thing. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. Just your usual areas of congestion this morning. Everything I've zoomed in on seems to have a traffic light around it, so shouldn't have any problem. There was another accident at 9 Mile and 10, but it looks like that's been moved off to the side. No roadblock. A little slow maybe getting into Navy Federal just because of all the good employees that work at Navy Federal. And the same thing over by UWF. We're not showing any slowdowns or anything. Traffic tips again. Text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So thanks so
just
much, Candy.
Good old boy. Yeah.
Well, I think you were as you go airborne over the speed table at 45 miles an hour.
Okay, DeSantis.
Yeah, so how nice. So anyway, here's how you solve this problem. It's not with putting in speed tables. It's by enforcement. That's the way you do it. And even Sam Parker kind of tells this funny story about how he learned where not to speed in Santa Rosa County.
You said you've been on Pine Ridge for 20-something years. Do you remember when they had Jimmy Barnes on the motorcycle cop there in the city of Milton? I tell y'all, I know the other commissioners don't know just because they weren't living in Milton at that time. But you used to have Jimmy Barnes was a motorcycle cop in the city of Milton. And for anybody that's been here during that time, I see head shakes. Son, let me tell you what, he'd put a hurting on you. They wrote tickets. It was a huge revenue stream for the city of Milton. And to this day, there's one section of the road, I will tell you that, I mean, I couldn't speed down it if I wanted to. And that is that Hamilton Bridge between Glover and Dogwood, because that rascal will put a ticket on you. And so I say that to say speed enforcement does work. but it has to be continuous and over time. So please, if you're seeing issues in your community, call the sheriff's office, call the non-emergency number, call dispatch, and let them know. Because as we can continue to support our law enforcement and give them the resources they need, and they do that speed enforcement, it does make a difference.
The only real effective speed enforcement is fear. I mean, it's fear. It's getting the driver to believe that if I speed, I'm going to get a ticket, okay? And I don't want to get a ticket, so I'm not going to speed. I can remember the streets when I was a kid where you learned, okay, you don't go down that street fast. Or you hear the stories because the lore spreads, right? The urban legend about that. That's exactly right. And, you know, so it is, think about Gulf Breeze. People don't speed in Gulf Breeze. Why?
Because you'll get pulled over and get a ticket.
You
go on your license.
The red light cameras,
which
is not the same, but also because you get ticketed and you learn and you tell your friends, you're like, don't speed in Gulf Breeze. So what happens? People don't speed in Gulf Breeze. People in Pensacola don't believe they're going to get a ticket. People in Milton don't believe they're going to get a ticket. That's the difference.
But in Gulf Breeze,
you don't speed.
Do you do that too?
Exactly.
Right.
I'm 36 at most, you know, and I'm worried at 36.
I know.
So, by the way, Sam, who used to be a cop, of course, he kind of comes back later in the meeting, and he's like, when I said he was a rascal.
Just so that we know, my comments about Officer Barnes weren't negative. He is a fantastic guy. And when I say that, and I say that rascal, he knows because we've joked about it. And it takes traffic enforcement like that to curb behavior. But, yeah, he wrote me a ticket when I was in high school. But I went to high school with his son. I love him to death. He risked his life every day like our men and women in law enforcement do. And so I just wanted to make sure that that wasn't meant to be negative. That was a positive reiteration of how consistent traffic enforcement does change behavior.
And that's it. Once you create that fear in people's minds, they'll behave in that zone. And even if the cops aren't there anymore, you don't unforget it. You don't forget it. Anyway, you've learned the lesson. It's in there. It's ingrained. So that's the real solution, not $90,000 for 12 speed tables. But that's what Santa Rosa County is going to do. That passed on the consent agenda yesterday. 7:50 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of cars, if you did go over a speed bump too fast and you got problems with the suspension, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they'll take care of you. Now, they're not looking to handle the catastrophe. I mean, they will for sure, but they'd like to see you for the routine maintenance to prevent the problems and then assuming that you don't encounter the speed bumps. But if you got an import, Beamer, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Lexus, they'll take care of those. You don't have to go to the dealership. You can save money and time and go to Bobby Likas. Your diesel engine, trucks, they'll take care of those, no problem. Your domestic, you know, whatever the car is, okay? Anything, you can take it to them. They work on everything all the time. CarClinicService.com is the website. They were rated a 2021 Carfax top-rated service center, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru. The men and women here at Anderson Subaru are committed to the Subaru Love Promise, a promise between us and our communities, a promise to make the Gulf Coast a better place to live, to work, and to play. And we're proud of what we've accomplished. From our ongoing support of the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association and Ascension Sacred Heart to volunteering with Feeding the Gulf Coast, we've conducted clothing drives for Loaves and Fishes and charity auctions for Gulf Coast Kids House, and we support Sherwood Elementary School in multiple ways. We're committed to the pets in our communities, too, by supporting dog adoption events with Phoenix Rising Rescue, Barktoberfest with Pensacola Humane Society, and Potty Gras with Wolfgang Park and Brews. And the love continues. Through donations, volunteering, and monetary support, Anderson Subaru is making a difference in the lives of our neighbors and our community. The Subaru Love Promise. That's a promise we intend to keep at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Advertising, marketing,
Digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, Monday morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Monday morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy sunsets with your favorite bands. This week, it's Mass Confusion. They'll take the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies in a style all their own. Grab a blanket or a lawn chair, but please, no pets or glass. And we'll see you at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Wonka bars are beginning to disappear from candy store shelves at a rate to boggle the mind. Truly, it is incredible the way that Wonka mania has descended upon the globe.
The company that's trimming the trees on 12th Avenue by Summit, they're doing it. And I know it's not anything from you guys. They have butchered those trees. So I don't know if you can talk to them about it, but they have butchered those trees pretty bad.
So DeLarian Wiggins, City Council President, was talking about this in Pensacola last week, and I had not had a chance to go drive over there and see for myself. And yesterday I did. He is not wrong. FPL, whoever they contracted, or if it's their workers directly, to trim the trees away from the power lines, especially right there at Summit Marketplace, okay, right across from the new Sacred Heart Medical Facility. It used to be you couldn't see the retention pond because the trees were such a – they were only, you know, like one or like two trees thick, but it was enough to totally prevent you from seeing, and it created this visual landscape that was really nice. You felt secluded even though there was wide-open land just on the other side of it. They are destroyed. Like, I don't know how many of these trees are going to survive. It is ugly. It is imbalanced. It is nasty. Like, I put a video up on our Facebook page. You can see for yourself. That same treatment continues down toward Bayou, down toward Carpenter Creek. Thank God they didn't get down into the tree tunnel and do that. I hope they won't.
They just look bald?
Not bald, but, like, half the tree, the limbs are missing. No. And it just looks like, it looks like a tornado hit it. Like a tornado would do about this same level, it seems like. And look, I'm an adult. I understand you got to trim these trees. I understand that branches and windstorms and lightning and hurricanes will down your... I get it. But there's got to be some balance for the aesthetic value here. There's got to be some awareness that you are making people's visual landscape horrible out of something that had been really beautiful. Like at the very end of the video, I went to Google and pulled up the street view of the old, like how it was a month ago. And you'll be like, oh, my God, which is the whole point. The video's up. David Forte, city assistant city manager, says he's going to sit down with FPL and FDOT and the county and try to figure out if we can do this a better way. But everybody at the meeting was like, oh, yeah, no, they did it. It's awful. It really is. And I hadn't seen it until I saw it. And now, yeah, I totally agree. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any problems on 12th or Summit, aside from the tree.
The ugly tree destruction.
The ugly tree, yeah, right. And certainly it looks like everything's okay. Taking a look over at Scenic, where the curve turns into Cervantes and into Mobile Highway. No problems there in Highway 90. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Forecasters say Texas is going to keep broiling under extreme heat for another month. The Dallas-Fort Worth area has been seeing highs in the 90s and calling for triple digits over the weekend. CDC says e-cigarette use is surging. A new study by the health agency says e-cigarette sales have shot up 46% from 2020 until December of 2022. The CDC's morbidity and mortality report shows e-cigarette sales went from 15.5 million to 22 million in 2 years. And...
when it comes to one-year-old destiny, Caesar, you are not the
Mari Povich is releasing an at-home paternity test.
Oh, my God.
He's selling DNA paternity tests called The Results Are In, which includes instructions on basically you take your own DNA sample and send it out to their lab, and then they send you the results in 2 to 3 business days.
Andrew, we got
to
try that with you.
It is honest to God brilliant marketing.
That's great.
Yes,
gotta
it
admit,
is.
That's brilliant marketing for a horrible, you know, signs of the apocalypse kind of story. Oh, my God. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, man, I'm getting so many texts in from people about the trees. Same crew butchered the trees across from our street on us on Bayou. It's horrible all over the way they're trimming trees away from these power lines. Andrew, is there any way to protect the beautiful heritage oaks on 12th Avenue? I hope we get that protected.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio.